Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to be focusing on the weekend start to the MLS season on this evening's show. To help with that, joining us in just a couple of moments will be one of the most popular players to ever wear the Rhinos colors, former Colorado Rapids Scott Palguta will be with us to talk about what's going on in his life right now and to give us some little update, a little preview of some of the Western teams in Major League Soccer. Dick Howard is going to provide some updates on the three Canadian MLS teams along with all the international news. And Michael Lewis is currently at the Red Bulls Media event where they just revealed their brand new jerseys. He's going to let us all what's going on in the Big Apple about 7:15. And at the top of the hour, Lancers coach Jim Hesch will look back at a very successful week for the team and the prospects for the playoffs. Again, maybe you don't need a PhD, but you might need a master's degree to understand the playoff scenarios in major leagues, in the Major Indoor Soccer League right now. And hopefully we have Joe Sirianni, our host, down in Orlando. If we don't, we're going to we're going to be going to Scott Palguta in just a moment. But again, I want to remind everyone, the Lancers did a tremendous job yesterday afternoon defeating Milwaukee for the first time, the defending two-time MISL champions, 9-8 on Doug Miller's goal with about 6 minutes left in the match. So right now the Lancers are alive for the playoffs. They will need some help, though, from both Milwaukee and Syracuse if they are going to be in the postseason. So, again, we'll be talking to Jim Hesch about that. And, of course, again, the MLS season is unbelievable. It starts off this coming Saturday with a slew of games. So, again, the MLS Direct Kick package will be available on your favorite television provider, whether it be cable or satellite dish, and it's going to be a great MLS season, some great new faces, some familiar names if you're a fan of English soccer. A couple of great stars from the English Premiership will be playing in MLS this year, and a lot of players have switched teams, so it's really going to be an interesting season, and of course, minus David Beckham, unfortunately, but Beck certainly did his fans proud on Sunday with the setting up the second goal in PSG's Paris Saint-Germain's win over Marseille 2-0. Bex came in about the 75th minute and the crowd went crazy, as you might imagine. He looked really great out there, so we wish him all the best in his new team, Paris Saint-Germain, and we will hopefully see him in the Champions League as Paris Saint-Germain still in the competition. And this is going to be a great end to the European season, and of course the Rhinos and the Flash are going to be kicking off in the springtime. The Rhinos will start May 4th at home against Harrisburg after a slew of road matches to start the season. And let's bring in now Joe Sirianni, our host from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, where they're very happy about their football team, Orlando City. Joe, how's it going? Hello, Joe. Are you with us? Still having a couple of technical difficulties with Joe, so we'll get down to him down in Orlando in just a bit. The Orlando City Lions, of course, one of the top teams in the USL, and they just announced a big friendly match for the Citrus Bowl this year. Fluminense, one of the great teams from Brazil, will be coming in to play Orlando City in a friendly match this summer, so I'm sure they're going to have a great crowd at the Citrus Bowl for that match as the bazillion fans always come out. Of course, Orlando always has players and people from all over the world coming into their great city. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of Brazilians in the house coming up this summer when Fluminense visits Orlando City. But again, the Rhinos season tickets are on sale. Call 872-KICK. The home opener again May 4th against Harrisburg. And the previous Saturday, the Western New York Flash will open their season. That's the home season, of course. They will be playing the Boston Breakers, who, by the way, are near to being the fourth most popular women's professional team on Twitter and Facebook, just behind some of the teams over in England. So Boston certainly has a great following, and I'm sure we'll have some fans from Boston coming out to Salem Stadium to see the Breakers featuring some great, great stars against the Western New York Flash with, of course, Rochester's Abby Wambach and Carly Lloyd leading the way. Flash will open their schedule in mid-April against Sky Blue FC, so Michael Lewis will certainly be down covering that match for BigAppleSoccer.com, and the Flash with some great players, some great talent coming in. They're going to be starting their practices in just a couple of weeks. Of course, minus the national team players, they're going to be over in Portugal for the Algarve Cup. And the one player we'll be missing will be Hope Solo. She is undergoing surgery on her hand, which has been giving her a lot of problems over the last couple of years. So she's going to miss the tournament for the first time in a decade, and she tweeted about that earlier today to let everybody know she's disappointed not going to Portugal, but hopefully she will be available for the NWSL season with the Seattle Reign. That's her team, along with Megan Rapinoe. She'll be coming back from Europe. She's right now over playing in Europe. And Amy Rodriguez, if you haven't heard, will be missing the NWSL season because she is with child. So we wish her, Amy, and her guy all the best in their bringing a new life into this world. So let's take our first break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will have Scott Palguda, and we'll also have Dick Howard with us to talk about what's going on in MLS and all the international news. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring and will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for supporting the team during the regular season. Potential MISL playoff dates and ticket information will be available soon, so be sure to check RochesterLancers.com for all the latest news. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Andrew Battisti here up in cold Rochester, New York. Let's go down to Florida and our host, Joe Sirianni. How's it going, Joe?
Well, if you're doing better now. You know, I'm glad that I'm connected with you guys. I just have a little bit technical difficulties, but here we are again, and Rochester's called Orlando Sreni, so I guess we're in the same dilemma right now. But I'm so glad that to hear about Orlando soccer, because they are the project that they're building a new stadium for MLS, and they have someone with Lara Mucho Moneta that is working with the city councils over here to build a stadium. We need one of those guys in Rochester to be able to put a dome on top of our stadium over there.
Well, we talked to Joe Salen, because he has a great dome for a practice facility for the Western New York Flash. But I want to see what's going on over in Colorado, Joe. Maybe the weather's better there. And joining us to tell us about the weather and a lot more than that, I'm sure, is our good friend Scott Palguda joining us. And Scott's appearance brought to you by Faber Homes. Give him a call at 889-4840 or go to faberhomes.com. Bernie Iacovangelo, one of the great supporters of soccer in Rochester, and support his company, Faber Homes. Good evening, Scott. How's it going on in Colorado?
Hi, Andrew, Joe. I'm doing really well, and thanks so much for having me on. It's been a really long time, but it's great to hear both your voices, and excited to be back on the show with you.
We appreciate it.
You know, we're from far away. We're in three parts of the United States right now. You're in Colorado, I'm in Florida, Andrew is in Rochester, and thanks to the technologies that we have, that we are able to converse and talk about soccer, the games that we love.
It's certainly a wonderful thing. I wish I was down there in Florida with you right now.
Well, it's better than Rochester. I don't know how it is in Colorado, but is it snowing over there?
We've had a significant amount of snow the last 48 hours. This past weekend, we experienced some blizzard-like conditions, Denver all the way down to Colorado Springs. But, of course, in typical Colorado fashion, the sun came out today. It was 40 degrees, and it all melted away. But we have that advantage over Rochester. The sun comes out.
That's very true. So, Scott, you have there's been some changes in your life over the past number of months. So why don't you tell all our fans, and a lot of people want to know what's going on with you. So give them the scoop.
Let's see. Long story short, about December of last year, I made a decision to move on, to retire from playing professionally and take up the next phase of my life, which is now coaching collegiately. And I'm working as an assistant coach out at Colorado College. It's a terrific small liberal arts school down in Colorado Springs. It's nestled right up against the Pikes Peak region, Colorado's Front Range. It's this beautiful little country club of a campus and a fantastic place to work. And I've been working there for about a month now, really enjoying it. And I'm also getting involved in the youth scene as well. There's a Rush Club out here that I've been involved with a couple different teams, and I'll continue to do that on the side and expand my coaching resume and continue to get a lot of experience. But thus far, it's been absolutely wonderful, and I'm thrilled with what I'm doing right now.
Scott, just a question. I mean, you're going from being coach to being the coach now. How do you see you know, the transaction that you made, and, you know, and the things you experienced by having people telling you how to play and what to do, and now you're telling other people, you know, you tell other people what to do, and how do you see that transition? I mean, what you experience versus what you're trying to teach now?
Well, it's definitely nice to tell people what to do now instead of the other way around. But, no, I think, you know, having played the game at a high level serves me really well as a coach because it gives you instant credibility, especially with the guys I'm going to be coaching. You know, they're terrific kids. They're intelligent. They have strong opinions. They see things that other kids may not see. But, you know, for the most part, they're not going to be players that are moving on to MLS when they're done with their college soccer careers. You know, they're really bright-minded kids that are going to be moving on to something else in the professional workforce, and, you know, they're going to leave their impact for the most part on the world in other ways besides soccer. But, you know, my past experience and the levels that I've played at, again, it gives me credibility with those guys, and that really helps in the transition because, you know, there's no questioning necessarily what you say because if you've been there and you've done it yourself, you know that you tend not to get questioned by younger players like that. So that's like an immense advantage to have in my pocket as I transition into coaching. But, you know, again, with the student athletes that I'm dealing with at the school, they're absolutely phenomenal. We don't start our spring season for another month, but I'm really, really excited to get to work with them and hopefully pass on a lot of knowledge that I attained over the last 8 years as a professional and then all those years before that. And, you know, I think I've known for a long time that when my time as a player came to an end that I wanted to stay involved in soccer. It's my passion. It's what I've loved to do since I was a little kid. And I think I always knew in the back of my mind that, you know, coaching was in the future. So, you know, I think I've been taking a lot of mental notes and, you know, all the different coaches I've had along the way, especially in the professional ranks from Lori Calloway all the way through to Gary Smith and Oscar Preya here in Colorado. You know, I've been tucking things away in the back of my mind that I'm hoping to be able to bring out now and pass on to the next generation of players, and I'm hoping to have a strong impact on them for years to come.
Here with former Rhino Scott Palguda. And Scott, I know that Colorado College is more known for their hockey program. They're a top Division I school. They've done very well in the past in hockey. So what's the soccer the soccer support like for Colorado College?
Well, I think it's a very tight-knit community. Again, this is a small liberal arts school. There's only 2,000 undergraduates on campus. So within the varsity athletics program, there's a lot of support just between the programs. But then, you know, considering it's such a small school, the student body really does come out in pretty good numbers to support their teams. And it's a little bit of a unique situation because almost exclusively it's a Division III sports program, but like you mentioned, hockey, you know, they're a Division I powerhouse, and that's the big draw. And that's not something that, you know, I'm not accustomed to. I haven't gone to Cornell. You know, same kind of thing. Everybody packed the house for the hockey games and not so much for everything else. But the other sport that is Division I is women's soccer, and they're quite good. They have a really good program. They compete in Conference USA at a really high level, which is especially difficult considering the size of the school and the recruiting difficulties as well because the academic standards are so stringent that you have to be quite selective when it comes to recruiting. So we have two Division I sports, but across the board, I think, you know, the men's and women's soccer team are pretty well received on campus and in the community. And, you know, for such a small school, they draw pretty well. It's a nice place to play.
Well, we understand that there is another part of your life that you have taken a big step on. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, actually, you know, I just recently engaged just over a month ago, and I'm absolutely thrilled about that. And, you know, all this exciting stuff that's been happening over the last 6 or 7 weeks has definitely helped me to forget that typically I'm in preseason grinding away right now, you know, kind of helped me forget that, you know, helped me to miss the game a little bit less since there's so many exciting things. But, you know, the fact that I'm engaged and, you know, I've my private life to think about as well, that absolutely factored into the decision to move on. My fiance is from the Denver area. All her family's out here. You know, her career's getting off the ground as a pharmacist in the Denver area. So, you know, I feel like I'm making decisions not only for myself, but for the two of us together. And the big picture and the long term, this was a great opportunity for me to get my coaching career off the ground, and it made a lot of sense for my fiance Melissa to try to stay in Colorado to get her career off the ground as well. So, you know, in the short term, it would have been wonderful to continue playing, maybe found another place in MLS, or, you know, maybe even come back to a place like Rochester to continue playing. But I think in the long term, this was the right thing to do, and I'm definitely at peace with it, and I'm really enjoying what I'm doing so far, and it's been exciting, and I look forward to what lies ahead, for sure.
Do you have a follow-up?
No, I just, you know, the other thing that I was going to ask you, if you had the date set for the wedding, so Andrew and I can sell our money and make a trip to Colorado for your wedding.
Well, I'll definitely keep you guys posted. We're probably looking into the summertime of 2014, so it's a ways off, and we're just trying to take it one step at a time. You know, within a three-week period, I got engaged one weekend, moved down towards the Colorado Springs area the next weekend, and then, you know, the following week I was starting two new coaching jobs between Colorado Rush and then over at the college. And my fiance's been working like a dog in her residency program that she's doing, commuting back and forth to Denver 6 days a week. So we haven't even had time to even think about setting a date yet. But, you know, as spring comes and summer approaches, we'll start giving that more and more thought. But we have plenty of time. But we have a lot on our plate right now to keep us busy for a while.
Well,
remember,
sure,
the
let
World
us know
Cup's
this,
in 2014. So you got to get a work around
we'll
that.
Come to the wedding. Before we let you go, Scott, I just got one more question that I would like to address, if you can. You know, your experience in MLS and in the direction where MLS is going right now. What do you? How do you see the success of the league?
I think it's onward and upward. I think it's just going to continue to grow at the steady rate that it is. You know, for of course the non-soccer traditionalists, right? They probably want immediate answers as to why television ratings are poor, and you know, a whole host of other questions that they might have. But you know, being part of the league now for 4 years and following the league since I was a teenager, the league's doing a really great job. Obviously, from a player's perspective, there's always going to be things that you'll want to do better, you know, whether it's salaries and stuff like that. But now being removed as a player, and I'm kind of a neutral, you know, I can understand some of the difficulties that the league faces as a single entity on a daily basis, and their commitment to slow growth and why they do things the way they are that might upset the players. And I think, you know, for the most part, the players in the league meet in the middle and do a pretty good job of making decisions that are going to continue to progress the league and move it forward. But, I mean, look, we're at a point now where almost every team's in their own soccer-specific stadium, and the teams that aren't are at least playing in stadiums that are owned by their own ownership, right? There's really nobody that's paying rent, right? They're not tenants in any building, and that's huge. Attendance is on the rise. The quality of the league continues to grow and grow, even when we lose, you know, young American players to European leagues. But that's part of the deal and part of the process, and that's not going to change. But I love what I'm seeing with the commitment to the reserve division now with the affiliations with the USL clubs. I think that's long overdue, and I'm sure there's going to be a few problems here and there that they're going to have to smooth out along the way, but, you know, at least the groundwork is there, and they're going to try it out and see how it goes. But I think the league's in a really good place, and I'm excited to continue the growth path that it's on. It's going to be wonderful in the years to come, definitely.
Well, Scott, I know that all the fans in Rochester are sad that you're not going to be coming back here, but I know they're very happy for you and as you move on to the next part of your life. And we all appreciate the time you spent here with us, and we certainly followed you with the Rapids. And we'll have to keep track of Colorado College now as they compete in the Division III ranks out in the western part of the country. So, again, congratulations for you and Melissa and your impending wedding and whenever that's going to be. Again, make sure not to schedule during the World Cup because it'll be divided interest there. But, again, thanks again, and we'll definitely have you on in the future to make sure you stay in touch with the Rochester fan base. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate having me on. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye, Scott. Scott Paguda here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and We're going to be getting Dick Howard on in just a moment as we're going to sort out our technical difficulties. Actually, let's take a break since we're close to the top of the hour. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, we'll have Dick Howard, and then we'll be joined by Rhinos, or check that, Lancers coach Jim Hesch to talk about the big win on Sunday against Milwaukee and also the possibilities for the Lancers to be in the playoffs once again this season. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
His life is far away on the road hanging by a song.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for supporting the team during the regular season. Potential MISL playoff dates and ticket information will be available soon, so be sure to check RochesterLancers.com for all the latest news. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Spring is just around the corner, and that means Rhino Soccer is back. The Rhinos kick off the home part of their 18th season at Salem Stadium on Saturday, May 4th at 7:05 against the Harrisburg City Islanders. 2013 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Big iron horses roll the Joe Redcart Sirianni down in beautiful Orlando. Joe will be back local next Monday. Joe, looking forward to seeing you.
I'm looking forward to being in my own home and be with you on next Monday, the following Monday.
Well, I know somebody else who's very happy right now is the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Jim Hesch, and the Lancers did what they needed to do to keep their playoff hopes alive on beating Wichita and Milwaukee this past week. Jim's appearance tonight brought to you by the Lancers. Call 872-KICK or go to RochesterLancers.com for ticket information for the playoffs and also season tickets for the 2013-2014 season. Jim, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on two big wins over the past week.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
Boy,
and
I tell you.
You know, the victory that you had, you know, the 8-9 score is certainly attest to your perseverance and the ability to motivate the people to play, to give their 110%. Then being said, you know, Chicago now, it's what preventing us from the playoff. How do you view that?
Like you said, it was, you know, the guys finally pulling everything together that they worked on since day one and doing what they needed to do to get the victories. You know, the old saying is a little better late than never kind of thing. So we just need Chicago to lose a couple games and Syracuse to lose actually two games as well, and we'll get into the playoffs.
It's hard to be dependent on other teams, Jim, but I know that's what the situation we're in. But I want to talk about yesterday's game. It was just incredible. I mean, it's the first time we ever beat Milwaukee. We had Abby Wambach in the house as the honorary captain. I'm sure she was an inspiration to the players who hadn't met her before. And coming into that match and being down in the fourth quarter, getting that free kick, and I was tweeting, it's like, what is Coach Hesch going to come up with for this free kick? And Doug Miller just comes up and pounds it into the back of the net. That's like pretty simple strategy for that one. But
yeah, it was. It was overall great, great atmosphere, great night, great crowd. You know, great entertaining performance by you know, the guys. And yeah, like you said, Dougie. When we needed Dougie to step up, he came through, and it's. You know, it was great to see him do what he did this season, and hopefully he gets a chance to continue it in the playoffs.
Coach, just, you know, in retrospect, looking back at the season and looking back at, you know, and look forward to the future, I'm sure that we hope that we're going to be in the playoffs and there's going to be a plus. But look into next year, what are your plans?
You know, the plan is to hopefully maybe get a little bit of experience. You know, first off, you know, we'll definitely try to get back, you know, as many guys as possible from this year's team, because I think we got, you know, the makings of a championship team once we get these young guys playing a bit more games, getting more experience. And then if, you know, we can solidify some of the defensive mistakes that we've made and not give up as many goals, we'll be that playoff team and hopefully that championship team. So my thoughts, my plans are first and foremost to get as many guys back as we can and then go from there and see who's out there and, you know, try to make a championship team.
Looking back at, you know, at the season, what are your thoughts? What are you satisfied with what happened? I mean, any mistake on the road, you know, on the way? What would you do different?
You know, I think I would have, you know, tried to, you know, basically express the urgency of, you know, day in, day out. I think, you know, in the beginning of the year, it was a learning experience for a lot of players. They were doing their best, but their backs were never seemed to be against the wall. Okay, so if, you know, towards the end of the season, our backs were against the wall and they stepped up and performed. If we could have had that mentality, that experience of, hey, every day counts, all the little things count. You know, we could have maybe had a couple, few more victories that would have definitely got us into the playoffs. Other than that, you know, maybe you know, trying to get a couple, you know, a few more experienced guys would have probably helped. But for the most part, you know, it was a great experience for me, learning experience. You know, I'm glad I you know, decided to take on the task, and you know, I enjoyed every minute of it.
Here with Jim Hesch, the coach of the Rochester Lancers, and Jim, what's going on for these next few days for the players? You guys are really in limbo right now because we won't know at least till Wednesday evening if there's a change in the playoff situation. Missouri plays at Chicago and Milwaukee goes to Syracuse. We have to have Milwaukee and Missouri win those two games. Then it goes to the weekend. Like I said, it's complicated, but what's the status for the players? What are they doing this week?
We had today off, and tomorrow we'll be, you know, back to business. Like we're going to be in the playoffs. You know, we don't want to sit around and wait and hope for the worst and not wait to see if we get in or not. So we're going to go as planned. That we're in the playoffs, and we're going to start preparing, for whoever we've we face, and, you know, business as usual for us.
Well, it would be Baltimore, because the Lancers would finish fourth in the playoffs, and Baltimore has already clinched first place now with the win yesterday by the Lancers. So,
there'd be Baltimore. That's true. Yep.
So, has there been any dates, do you know, for the playoff games if they do take place?
I've not been informed of any. I'm sure it's, you know, probably a week, the weekend following the last regular season game. As far as definite dates, so the, you know, dates and times, I haven't received any of that information.
Okay. Well.
What's the playoff format?
The playoff format is, you know, first versus fourth, in a basically best of two, you know, series. If it goes tied, one game apiece, there's a little 10-minute mini game following that second game. So the first team to win two games is obviously into the next round.
So it'll be, we'll see what happens. I mean, like I said, everything is up in the air right now. All we know for sure is Baltimore has won the league, and they will finish in first place, and they will be the number one seed in the playoffs. And Milwaukee will be second seed. So that's about all we know right now. So, Coach, I guess we'll just play the waiting game. We'll watch this week on RochesterLancers.com and the news organizations. I'm sure we'll have information, and we'll see. Maybe by next Monday, we'll know if the Lancers are in the playoffs or if we're going to be preparing for next season. So,
yeah, let's cross our fingers.
Thanks again for being on the show throughout the whole season, and like I said, we'll see what happens.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Nice job.
Jim Hesch, the coach of the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we're going to take our final break here right now at Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll hopefully be joined by Dick Howard, and we'll also be joined by Michael Lewis, where we'll talk about Major League Soccer and the opening weekend that's coming up in just a few days. And we'll go to that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Saved by zero.
Saved by zero.
is Kicking Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Reichardt Sirianni. And joining us now on the phone live from Toronto is Mr. Zero Dick Howard with the International Report. And as every week, it's brought to you by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsford. Go see Tony and Michelle and tell them you heard about their location and their business on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Get all your embroidery, your monogramming, Rochester Lancers gear, U.S. Soccer, Bob Marley, all that at Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsford. And the number to call for Top Notch Monogramming is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Good evening, Dick. How are you doing?
Good evening, Andrew. Yeah, I have to drop by Top Notch when I get up to Rochester next time. You're whetting my appetite with all the equipment that they have on sale. I need to get a Bob Marley shirt, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody has to have a Bob Marley shirt in their collection. But what a weekend, Dick. And we're going to talk about MLS in just a second, but a couple things happened over the weekend. And since I'm introducing it, I want to talk first about David Beckham for the obvious reasons. First of all, I have to say this. I think beIN Sport did a great job showing Victoria Beckham's engagement ring, about 20 carats. I told my wife, I said, that stuff could blind the opposition if she's shown it right. But I tell you, he came through. He set up the second goal for Ibrahimovic, and he showed he belongs out there. And I think you'll be seeing him in the starting lineup at some point, and that's a quality and caliber player he is.
He's a perfect for him, wasn't it? You know, coming on, doing that, and then... As you say, well, why not start him from the beginning of the game? But obviously he's still not match fit, but he can contribute so much both on and off the field. And I thought an inspired signing by PSG.
Well, Joe, I know that we've got big news in Italy over on Sunday with the Inter-AC Milan match. Great match on the field, but also some problems in the stands regarding Balotelli and some more racism, which is just not doesn't belong in this sport. Joe, give us the info.
The Italian fans, and in particular, but all fans in general, you know, that are engaged in all those discriminatory remarks and with the N words, you know, it really don't belong. They don't belong anymore in the world that we live in. Balotelli, I think that at one time, he might have lost it because he gave them the victory sign, and even though they, you know, the game was tied, but the reality of the thing is that Balotelli is a great player, and the color of his skin doesn't really have to do anything. I think it has to do with that when a player leaves one club and goes to another club, and then they come back, then that's where the motivation of the fans really is, the ultra, they call them the ultra. And they would never, forgive him, you know, that they saw that he threw the shirt on the ground, you know, and then he left the Inter. And so, you know, those are things that, that happen, you know, in the sport, I guess.
Absolute disgrace, Joe, wasn't it? When you think of the fact that he was an Inter player, now he's with AC, with all the things that happened in that recent game involving AC Milan, yep, and Kevin Prince-Boateng, you just wonder where these people are coming from. And, you know, I question the authorities, you know, with picking out these individuals, and they should be banned, seen, die from any stadium anywhere in the world. And an absolute disgrace. I was shocked when I thought that, again, after what had happened recently, this rears its ugly head. There is, as you rightly say, Joe, there is no place for it at all in the game today, or in any sport for that matter, or in life in general.
Right. The thing that really amazed me, Dick, because they got, for some reason, they allow those people to bring the banners into the stadium.
And the bananas and so on. Yeah.
I would think that they come in, they should be screened and see what the banner says. And if there is any banner that is discriminatory or is like this, they should just be confiscated.
Exactly.
You know, and you know the thing that really surprised me the most, because fans, they really should understand that FIFA is very strict on this. If anything happened to it, the team, the host team, is the one that really gets in trouble. either because they're going to get fined because they are held responsible.
They get fined and lose the points, yes.
Yeah, and lose the point. Or they got to play in a neutral stadium. You
Correct.
Know? So there's a lot of consequences to the action of the ultra, the people that really go over there to cause trouble.
I was shocked.
I thought we'd seen enough of that for this season. We know it's still simmering, this undercurrent, but it was, you know, really unfortunate, especially considering, you know, with Balotelli and his return to Italian football.
Well, hopefully, hopefully things will work out and people will get their heads straight about this, but fortunately, we don't see that here in the United States and Canada when it comes to Major League Soccer. I know that the weekend starts the season of season 18 for MLS and starts off with a big Canadian derby, the Whitecaps hosting Toronto FC. And I tell you, the Whitecaps picked up a huge signing with Nigel Rhea-Coker. What a player he is. And I think he's going to be a dominant force in MLS. This is a guy who's in his prime right now. I'm surprised that the no English Premiership team picked him up.
Yeah, no, a good signing. And certainly the Whitecaps have had a good preseason. Last year, of course, first Canadian club to reach the MLS playoffs. And they look to be even stronger this season. And with TFC, it's still a work in progress, of course, as we said. The most important signings for them were off the field with Kevin Payne coming on board as GM president and Ryan Nelson, of course, as the head coach. But I really feel for TFC because they've had these injuries. Torsten Fring still not match fit. He came up to Toronto for additional treatment, but he's not going to be ready. Danny Kovermans, who was so effective up front, won't be back until May, June, possibly after the ACL repair. And then to make matters even worse, Stefan Fry, in the very first exhibition game of the season, goes and breaks his nose. And whether he will be able to play with a mask, I don't know. But they have not had the best of fortune. And as I say, work in progress, certainly with TFC. And a tough game in Vancouver against the Whitecaps.
But, Dick, you know, I still don't understand. I mean, Toronto has been unfortunate that from the beginning. I mean, what really is the problem? I mean, is the management bad decision, bad players?
Initially, Joe, management was a concern that there wasn't the infrastructure in place and there wasn't the quality on the bench with the coaching. And they went through three or four seasons with very mediocre coaching and poor results as a result. Now I think it's the start of a new era because Kevin Payne, tremendous experience, did a great job with DC United and didn't come cheap, obviously, but he came in as the GM president and one of his first actions, of course, was to get Ryan Nelson, who played for DC United in their championship years, as the head coach, even though he was playing at that time for QPR. So it's going to take a while before their philosophy falls into place, but the fans, they're obviously really frustrated in Toronto with what's happened. So if there's another poor start last year, as you well know, 0-9 with the first nine games of the season, hopefully it'll be a little bit better this time around.
And don't want to forget about our good friends up in Montreal. They're going to open up at Seattle.
Now we're talking, Andrew, because I'm delighted. You know, I think that Joey Saputo and what he's put into the game, he is so passionate about the game. And Joe and Andrew, you know what it's like with Montreal Impact and the games, those great games against the Rhinos. Yes, and they expect when they play Toronto in the game on the 16th, they expect in excess of 60,000. They want it to be a sea of blue greeting the Toronto FC team. And it will be a great game in the Big O, the Olympic Stadium in Montreal. But good signings. They brought in a new coach, Marco Sonnenbaum. He speaks many languages, which I think was a problem, unfortunately, with Jesse Marsh because he had a very experienced dressing room with Alessandro Nesta and company and just couldn't control it. And I think this time around, with the assistance of Nick DeSantis and Mauro Biello, who I'm sure fans in the Rochester area remember, Mauro, an outstanding midfield player and is becoming an outstanding coach will be an assistant to the new head coach. So I look for a good season from Montreal this year. They've made some really good signings.
Well, Dick, we have to end it there because we have Michael Lewis waiting from New York with the latest on the Red Bulls. So thanks again for coming on, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You're very welcome, guys.
Thank you, Dick.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Don't forget the Montreal Impact Youth or the reserve team or their youth team will be playing the Rochester Rhinos this season at Salem Stadium. So you don't want to forget about that. But let's go live to New York City and Michael Lewis. And Michael's segment is, as always, brought to you by Salem's Meat Products, quality meat products since 1869. Get them at all your favorite local food stores. And the website is salemsingular.com. Michael, how you doing? And what's going on in Red Bulls land?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Michael, are you with us? Okay, I think we lost Michael. We'll try to get him back on before the end of the show because they had a big, Joe, they had a big media day in New York for the Red Bulls. They introduced their new home jerseys, so a lot of talk about the Red Bulls. And Mike Petke, the former player, played right here in Rochester when the Red Bulls played against the Rhinos. He's the new head coach, and people, I think, are very excited about that, having an American coach and somebody familiar with the Red Bulls being the man in charge.
Well, you know, Andrew, that when you look in what you just mentioned, that we get so many stars coming to Rochester, you know, and now all those people that have played in our field, they're all prominent soccer people. So, the trend that we have in Rochester and the reputation that we have in Rochester for being soccer USA, you know, it really a credit to the community, the fans, and everything. And I think that the Rhinos are preparing their season. They have made some new acquisition. And for all those people that are waiting in the wing, you know, please go buy your season tickets right now. We need, the Rhino needs to have a solid base. They need to have, they need to have the support of the people. So don't wait. Go buy your season tickets now.
454 Kick. We have Michael Lewis back with us. Michael, how's it going down in the Big Apple?
I think we got a bad connection.
Well, things like that happen, unfortunately, but we'll still try to get Michael on. I know that our crack engineer Joe Lasky is doing all he can on his end to get Michael hooked in. But again, another big news with the Red Bulls is that John Wolanek, the former Rhino and former Red Bull player, is now part of their coaching staff, coaching group. So, congratulations to John, and we wish him all the best with the Red Bulls this season. Great player.
Well, Andrew, we didn't come in too much at the atmosphere at the stadium with Abby Wambach over there, at the Lenses game. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, there's plenty of young teenage and younger girls screaming whenever Abby did anything out there. And I think it was a classy of the Flash to have both Erin Lines and her high school coach, my Cardinal Mooney classmate Kathy Boughton, there on the field with Abby. And Jeff DeVeronica did a nice job at halftime doing a one-on-one interview with Abby at center field. So I think the big thing is we're all looking forward to seeing Abby playing here in Rochester for the Western New York Flash. So as I said with the Rhinos, same thing. Get your Flash season tickets. Have a summer of soccer in Rochester. It's going to be fantastic. The Flash open up on the 27th of August at or 27th of April at home against the Boston Breakers, and we'll see every team in the NWSL here in Rochester sometime this season. And we're back with Michael Lewis. And Michael, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. Barely, but I could definitely hear you. Sorry about that. This is what I get for being in New York City, Madison Square Garden, Penn Station area.
How about that? Well, give us the latest on the Red Bulls and what happened in the media conference, and what do you think of the new jerseys?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm no fashion plate. I took a look at the new jerseys, and then I turned to a colleague of mine, and I said, doesn't that look like the old jerseys? So I think I have a better shot of my wife, Joy, figuring out what's different. It looks pretty much the same, unless they moved a patch or whatever. I can't tell the difference. saying that it was more like, you know, every man and woman for themselves talking to the players. So there was no news per se coming out of the press gathering, except that the Red Bulls, despite the fact that they're falling behind games, chasing games in the preseason, they feel almost to a man that it's not going to affect them when the kickoff begins for them against the Portland Timbers on Sunday. We'll see. They have a rookie coach. In fact, that game, New York versus Portland, you'll have two rookie coaches in MLS, Caleb Porter for the Timbers and Mike Pecky for the Red Bulls. So always a first somewhere.
What do you think, Mike, about the rookie coach right now taking an MLS team, you know, that needs help? And are they going to have the capability, the experience to be able to, you know, to do what needs to be done?
That's a very good question. Mike Pecky admits that the learning curve for him is great, and he knows that coaching goes well beyond X's and O's. It's man management, and you could only use Bruce Arena as that example of how to manage men almost to perfection. It's going to be a learning curve, and the problem is in New York, you know, they demand winners, 2 minutes ago. So the team gets off to a slow start, and that's not going to help things under Pecky. I spoke to Jack McCarty earlier, and he thinks that the players are going to play for him because Mike Pecky's enthusiasm, which is rubbing off on the players. It's a slow process. You know, Pecky wears his emotions on his sleeve, and he thinks he can get his message across that way to the players.
Another reason for the Rhinos fans and Rochester Soccer to be following the Red Bulls is the acquisition of former Rhino Johnny Steele, who will be suiting up for the Red Bulls this year. What do you think about his chances of being in the starting 11?
I'm sorry?
Johnny Steele starting up with the Red Bulls this season. What do you think are his chances of being a starter?
I did not get a chance to talk to Johnny. I wanted to because he has an interesting, intriguing journey through USL Pro, and I think that's a great story to tell. I think he's going to be one of those players that you're going to see a lot on the field. I heard he's a hard worker, and I think you're going to wind up seeing him a lot probably in the beginning coming off the bench, and then as the season progresses, as that fourth or fifth or sixth midfielder who's going to plug in, do an occasional start, that sort of thing. I think that's my gut feeling on his role. It's too bad, again, that I didn't have that opportunity to get talk to him. That's the way things shook out today, but I know I'm going to have opportunities in the upcoming week.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Mike, because I've seen Johnny Steele play in the USL Pro, and let me tell you, the guy, it's a very good player. He reads the game very well. He's a hard player. He never takes he takes no prisoners. So it just is the kind of player that I hope he's going to earn his position on the field. And once he gets it, I don't think that he's going to lose it.
It's funny, what I knew of Real Salt Lake, I have to admit I didn't know too much of Johnny Steele because of all the other high-powered offensive players that took center stage. But when I did a little research about Johnny, yes, that's what I found out about him. It's like you wind him up and he never stops. And, a team, you need a team with a midfielder who puts some bite into the game. And I could think of two that played for the Rochester Lancers when I covered them. One was Francisco Esco, and the other one was Val Tuccia. Two guys never stop running, never stop playing. And you need players like that if you're going to be successful.
Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week. And we'll definitely get you on early. I know today was a little bit difficult with some technical problems, but we're going to have it all sorted out for next week. And Joe will be back in town, too.
Yep. Hey, gentlemen, thanks a lot for being patient and putting up with my situation. Have a good week and night.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Michael Lewis from live from New York here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks to Scott Paguda, Coach Jim Hesch of the Lancers, Rich Randall, the whole Lancers organization. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni down in Orlando. He'll be back in Rochester next week. Dick Howard down in, up in Toronto, and Joe Lasky at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Common Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salem's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.